Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday afternoon, July 22nd, 2024, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Safety concerns peak as election approaches. As the pivotal election on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, approaches, safety concerns for Democrats and Republican volunteers have surged following the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Security measures have been significantly increased, with armed guards from over 100 private security companies bolstering the Secret Service detail at the Republican National Convention. FastGuard Service, a premier security company, excels in creating safe environments through tailored security plans and open communication with clients. Their commitment to excellence and staying ahead of emerging threats ensures the safety and security of all clients, especially during these turbulent times. Contact FastGuard Service at 844-254-8273 or sales at fastguardservice.com for more information.
First ever Colombian government/guerrilla group territorial commitment for peace to result in demining land and the restoring of hundreds of displaced families. In a historic move, the Colombian government has signed a commitment to enact a territorial peace process with local guerrilla group Comuneros del Sur, aiming to resolve violence and tension that has displaced thousands of families. This commitment includes demining land, searching for missing persons, and spiritual cleansing. The event, witnessed by NGO HWPL and local indigenous youth, symbolized unity with a mandala made of regional produce. Initiatives will include demining villages, transitioning guerrilla members to civilians, and providing safe passage for displaced families. HWPL will offer peace leadership training for youth to combat recruitment pressures. Youth leader Julie Casetto emphasized the importance of international organizations supporting communities in building a peaceful future. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.